Don't count on Jon Stewart or Stephen Colbert saying anything funny soon. The Writers Guild of America has been on strike for almost 5 weeks, and last night, negotiations broke down. The Guild disagrees with studios and networks over how writers should be paid for work that's viewed online. Tomorrow, hundreds of crew members, stunt doubles, technicians, and caterers are expected to rally at the corner of Hollywood and Highland here in Southern California to urge both sides to get back to bargaining. Nikki Fink has been fielding tips from both sides as she writes her blog, Deadline Hollywood Daily. She joins us from her office. Thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, quite a pleasure.
Now, can you define for us what the differences are at this particular point?
Yes. What it all comes down to is this negotiation is not over, really, 2007 or even 2008. You have negotiating now through, really, the next decade of where technology is going, but you also have the WGA trying to redress the problems of the past. If you go back when home video started, the networks and studios, who in those days were not one and the same, but actually different people, I mean, now there's been so much conglomeration of the media, they basically said, we don't know where home video is going to be. Maybe we'll make money off it. Maybe we won't. Let's study it for a while, and we'll take care of you in the future. What happened after that was DVDs, same argument. Well, the writers have finally said, we know that the future is something called electronic sell-through. We want a part of this, and we're not going to back down. Now, if I take the studios and networks' point of view, it has never been more expensive to make movies and make television. And it's harder and harder to attract eyeballs. So with lower ratings come lower ad rates, and the networks have to try and deal with all of that, as do the studios.
Is it just an economic fact of life that the studios, who are often major corporations, can just afford to hold out longer than the writers?
Yes and no. There is a strike fund, so if people are going to lose their homes and everything, they can tap into that. But you know and I know that game shows and reality shows and foreign series, they're not going to have the same ad rates. Mm-hmm. They've lost a ton of money on the late-night advertising that has gone out the window. Because here's one of the facts of life that your audience may or may not know. There's such a thing as give-backs. If a network promises a certain audience and a certain size of that audience, they have to make good on it. So if suddenly you have a sea of repeats of Jay Leno and David Letterman, that means that you're going to have to give back money. Now, the moguls are going around and saying, oh, we're going to have a great fourth quarter for 2007. But that's a little like robbing Peter to pay Paul, because they're going to pay for it dearly in 2008. That's something that I don't know that shareholders of these big media companies are aware of.
Nikki, we're going to let you answer your phone. Thanks so much.
Well, it just keeps on ringing, and welcome to Los Angeles.
Nikki Fink of Deadline Hollywood Daily.